My first question to you, for people who aren't aware with the infamous Dusty Zepernick, can you just talk a bit about your farming background, just for everyone to know?
Infamous is a bold word, Matt, but I appreciate it. So my farming background is effectively like many of us, driven by with passion, but I never went to formal schooling for this. You know, I don't have a Bachelor of Science, or I didn't go to Guelph for greenhouse management. And, mine was more so the being surrounded by it and having the opportunity to come, but it was the opportunity of the choice, I should say, was needed to be made by me. And I think what's important for now, I'm going to have two daughters. My second daughter's coming in October, Matt, and I hope she gets into agriculture and falls into the footsteps. But it's going to have to be a decision made by her. Go see what it's like outside to make the active decision to come back to the farm.
And I was lucky enough, I think it was last year, to tour that massive facility, I think, that you're at right now, and high-tech equipment there. Like, I saw, like, there was an area where it was, like, all foggy because you kept, like, the humidity at a certain level, and you had all these machines and stuff like that. Can you just talk about, like, again, like, you grew up on a farm where I'm sure, like, those things weren't standard. What's it like now to see, like, what your world is compared to, like, what you saw when you were, like, walking the fields, to say, like, with your mom and dad?
This program, or this type of agriculture, and the advancements in all types of agriculture, you know, are moving at such an accelerated rate with the amount of information that we can, that's at our reach.
And that's one thing that we've kind of heard when we've talked to some other people before, is that, like, the leap from, like, if you look back to farming for the last, like, 100 years or something like that, there's obviously been advancements in farming, but the leap in the last, like, 20 years in farming, or last even 10 years, has been, like, substantial compared to the years before. I'm sure you can attest to that based off of, like, what you're doing now.
Well, it's being driven because there was the passing off of family farms from generation to generation. And, you know, there was that whole, the baby boom of farmers. The boom was actually at the perfect time, because all of us, people my age, 30 and above, were deciding that, well, I think I can come back to the farm, and I think we can make it work. And I love working with mom and dad. We're not going to kill each other. And we can make a go at this. And the technology was just at the right time with the generation.
One thing they said before that stuck with me is, like, you're like, I didn't go to a school like the University of Guelph. And so, because I've heard that kind of thing before, like, there's, like, if people go into farming, there's certain courses that they go into and stuff like that. But I feel like, say, like, your daughters go and they start walking around with you on the farm and they want to maybe help out with the family business, like, the avenues of education that they could go into, they could see what's on your farm. Like, hey, I want to go into robotics, coding. I want to go into, like, there's this the kind of farming world that you are in now can inspire, like, could branch off into so many multiple directions now compared to maybe it was a few years ago.
Yeah, Matt. And I think what's great is that working on a farm doesn't mean you're going to just be hoeing weeds and, you know, picking strawberries. You know, the term farmer is such a broad term anymore. Like, you know, like we have CFOs, accountants, we have growers, we have people who, a whole team of people who are biological bug scouts, you know? So you don't need to, per se, need to like plants. Maybe you just like being in a farming environment, outside, dynamic, busy in the summer, a little bit quieter in the winter. You know, like, there are so many avenues now than I guess that's another big change, Matt. Then, you know, I haven't seen my dad in a tractor probably in 12 years. And me, I haven't been in a tractor in a couple, because we have a business to run, and I miss driving a tractor and plowing and spraying and doing things like that. But my services are used elsewhere. And I think now, with the size of the farms, the type of agriculture that's going on right now, and the direction that we're all going in, the opportunities in agriculture are tenfold.